We're on the very top of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So we just told a story about the danger of anger, how Ula was walking to go and travel to Israel. Those two guys, one guy killed the other guy, and he looked at Ula, said, "Did you do the right thing?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I gotta," you know, he felt bad afterwards. Because no, it's okay. You're trying to save your life, but how could it be that it happened? I thought it's only in Gullus that people get so angry that they, you know, that caste takes over. And the answer was that's because we hadn't crossed the Yarden yet. We're still in Bavel, and that's why this happened. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Amra Rav Bar Huna Kol Hakoyes Afilu Shechina Ina Chashuva Kenegdo. That a person gets angry, even the Shechina is not Chashuv Kenegdo. Meaning not. Doesn't mean that the person is more chashuv than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that the Shechina can't even like stand in their space, right? Like it's like you make yourself even ki'ilo greater than the Shechina. Shenemar Rasha kegova apo ba yidrosh ein elokim kol mizumosov. Right, that it's like right. The reason for anger, of course, is we get angry because things don't go our way. We get angry because we think things should be a certain way and they're not that way. So it's the sense of gaiva that a person feels that they are right, and everyone else doesn't understand. Everyone else got it wrong, right? So even Kiilu, that the Ribbono Shalom, it doesn't can't stand in their space. Yirmi Midifti Amar Mishakeach Tamudo Umosiv Tipshus. A person gets angry, forgets his learning, and adds stupidity to the world. Shnei Amar Ki Kas Bechek Ksilim Yanuach. Right, that anger sits in the Chek, always means like the hug space in the right, the area where fools live, or fools hang out. So that's where anger resides. Uksev uksiel yifrosh avolus. Right, that uksiel a foolish person. So they walk away from things that really matter. Right, the mefarish says yifrosh avolus shemishtate. They become a fool, become silly, they become a person doesn't have das. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. A person who gets angry, what you can be sure of is that their averos are greater than their zechuyos. Right? A person who gets angry, so they're going to do all kinds of things that are inappropriate, they're going to lose control. Usually that's what happens if we're angry, is because we've lost control. So you can be sure that if someone's angry, so their averos are going to be greater than their zechuyos. Shenamar, ubal chema rav pesha. As the pasuk says in Mishlei also, that a person who gets very angry, so they're going to have a lot of pesha, a lot of mistakes. These gemaras remind people how important it is to learn sfarim like Kohelet and Mishlei, which are full of a lot of wisdom. Remind us, I give good musar. But okay, Amar Adar B'Rabbi Chanina, Il Malei Lo Chotu Yisrael Lo Nitan Lehem Ela Chamisha Chumshei Torah V'Sefer Yeshua Bavad. Very fascinating thing to say. So if Adar B'Rabbi Chanina says if Am Yisrael had never sinned, so they would have only been given the five books of the Torah and Sefer Yeshua. Why? She'erka shel Eretz Yisrahu. Right? Because meaning, why are you including Yeshua? Because Yeshua includes the value of Eretz Yisrael. Like, meaning what? Take a look at, on the left side of the Mefarish. She'erka shel Eretz Yisrahu. She'kasev bo erech chelak kol shevet v'shevet. Tells you the value of every shevet. Meaning, you need to know what you know where how Eretz Yisrael was settled. So you want to know where each shevet was, where they are, etc. So you can find it out through Sefer Yeshua. So you need Sefer Yeshua. It's like the closing book of the Torah in a certain sense. It's not part of the Torah, obviously, but it's the closing book. But the point is, why is it that why we only have Sefer Yeshua? So it continues in Mefarsh. Lufisha batu v'chatu nosaf lehem rov. Chachma shar hasvarim la trichan yoser, right? But because they made so many mistakes, right? So now they need more chachma, more svarim to be matriach them. Presumably means like to keep them busy with learning or things to know because they need it. The simple pshat is because the rest of neviim is what? It's musar. To Am Yisrael for not following what Hashem said. Right? That's what it is. That's what most of Navi is. most Nevi'im is Divrei Moshe that the Nevi'im gave to Klal Yisrael because they weren't listening. So the point, so the simple pshat in this Gemara you would have said is that if they hadn't sinned, they don't need the rest of Nevi'im because they don't need the Musar, right? Because they're listening, so they'd be fine. Okay. Yeah. Actually, the Gemara itself explains a little bit. My taima, right? What is the reason for this? What does that mean? Ki barov chachma rav kas, right? Because when there's more wisdom, there's more anger. So what does that mean? What does that mean? There's more kas because there's more wisdom. What does that mean? How does that make sense? So probably the other way around, right? Meaning if there's a lot of chachma, meaning that there's a lot of need for teaching, it must be because it's a lot of kas. Right, we're having trouble here, so we're not in control. We're not paying attention. We're not being slow. We're not being methodical. We're losing ourselves. So then we need more chachma. Fine. Does it say something different in the art scroll there? That's how to explain this.
The wealth of wisdom found in the books of the prophets is indicative of the great anger that Israel aroused in the Holy Land.
Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem's kas. Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. So, right, but the point being, again, then it was necessary because of the kas that Hashem now felt. He needed to give them more wisdom. Good. A little better way to say it. I'm Rabbi Yassi. Ein yizkakan l'elokei Yisrael. Okay, so now we're like, that was nice. Don't get angry. Okay? Mr. Shmuz is over. That anger is a bad thing, which related to the Dharma itself. But fine, so that part's done. Now we're going to come back to this conversation about the types of nedarim that we care about, and the types of nedarim that we, you know, are willing to do hataras nedarim for, the ones that we're not willing to do hataras nedarim for. So, I'm Rabbi Yassi. Ein nizkakin l'elokei Yisrael, chutz mikonam ishti nenis li ganva es kisi v'shehiksa es bini v'noda shalo ganva v'shalo hikaso. So, what is going on here? So Rabbi Yassi says, if a person says that they take a neder l'elokei Yisrael, I take a neder l'elokei Yisrael. I swear in the name of the God of Israel. The person takes that type of neder. So, ein yizkakin. We're not going to have anything to do with such a neder. Okay, take a look at the mafarish on the left side. Ein yizkakin lahati alo nidro lafisha neder chamurhu. Right, a person says, again, I told you how we were very mocked when I was a kid. You're not supposed to swear. You said, I swear to God. Right? So that was like, that's very serious, right? That was like the worst thing to me, right? I swear to God, right? So I'm no deal that, okay, Yisrael. So like you took such a serious nether, we are not going to even consider, sounds like, even consider being matir nether for such a person, okay? Unless the person said, konam ishti nenisli shiganva es kisi. So if a person says, unless a person says something like, my wife cannot get any hana from me because she stole my wallet, or she hit my son. Vinoda shalo ganva v'shalo hiksom. We know that's not true. And he takes this ned there, l'elokei Yisrael, right? That I'm not getting any. My wife can get no benefit from me because she stole my wallet and she hit my child. And we know that that's not correct. It didn't happen, right? Look at the mafarish on the left side. Chutz mikonam ishti nenesli shafilu nader b'elokei Yisrael she'ein ishti nenesli nizkakin lahat yelo. We know it. So even if a person makes a neder like that, that we would listen to, even if he uses l'elokei Yisrael. Why? L'fisha amra Torah shemisha nichta b'kedusha yimacha al hamayim b'yadayim la'so shalom ben ishti ishta. Right? Because meaning, what's the rule? The rule is that the Ribbono Shel Olam said, he set a precedent. If there's a shalom bias issue between husband and wife, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? You can literally take my name, write it on a piece of paper, put it in the water, and destroy it, right? Which is otherwise an issa deraisa, right? Of destroying, of erasing the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we allow such a thing to make shalom bias. So lo kol shekein hai neder, I neder b'lokei Yisrael shu lashon neder. Meaning, so certainly here, when the guy took a neder b'lokei Yisrael, he didn't even write it down, he didn't even erase it. So to make shalom bias, so that we'll be willing to do. Right, but not necessarily. But otherwise, this b'elokei Yisrael is a very, very strong type of type of neder. Just take a look in the Ron on the right side for a second. Same thing. So he writes, V'ika man da amar, right to the right of exactly where we are. V'ika man da amar de ta'usahi. Some say that this conversation, the way this is written, is a mistake. Why? Di noda shalo hikso v'shalo ganva. If we know that she didn't hit the kid and she didn't steal his wallet. Heichika amar chutz mikonam ishti. What do you mean that only this case? V'hanidre shigagosu. This is a net that's a mistake. Right, v'asikna la'el de'eno. I mean, he's saying, I swear in the name of Hashem because you did X and Y, and we know you didn't. So that's what we call a nidre shkagos, right? And we said before de'eno tzarach she'il l'chacham. You don't need a she'il at all when it's a nidre. That was one of we didn't explain yet what nidre shkagos are, but we did say in the Mishnah on Chafat Alfam Beis that nidre shkagos are one of the four that a person doesn't need she'ila for. It's not necessary, right? So this whole thing is a mistake. Right, v'aminu l'kamen, and we're going to see later on. On daf chafhei, the kishem shenidre shkagos mutarin kach shavua shkagos mutarins. Right, so just a nidre shkaga, a shavua shkaga, both are going to be totally mutar. So this doesn't make any sense. This isn't some special exception. This is always mutar because the nidre shkagos. Aval arash bazal kasev the efshad the garcinan lay v'chi tanam masis and v'chi hagavna eino tzarich sheila hani mili be'omer she'im lo b'vnei chen lo haya madira. Right, meaning you could read the case not that it happened. The person is saying if it turns out, right? But if he says, when he says it, like I don't care whether she did or didn't, but like because I think she did or whatever, right? So that's what we're talking about here, right? Right, and that's what we're talking about over here. Nearly the kamar chutz mikonam ishti mishum the ika tarte kamar. And what does it mean chutz mikonam ishti? Because it's two things, right? Shalom beso v'od the havu ke'ein nidresh gagos. Right. So this is a shalom bias issue, and it's not actually nidresh gagos because he's not saying it because this happened. Because it's because it's happened and didn't happen, then it's a nidresh gaga. But it's like if it happened, or because I think it happened. It's not quite a nidresh gaga, but now it's both sort of like a nidresh gaga, and it's also a shalom bayis issue, so that's why we're willing to be meigel. Fine. About who's al omer afilo nimsa shaganva nishal, right? But he says, I guess the Rashba says that even if she turns out that she actually did steal it, we'd still be shoel the neder umatir lo mishum shalom beso. And v'chinaka nimsa shalom ganva lishin demasis and nagar v'lav dafka ve'inu nochas. He doesn't like that, but could that be even stronger? This is a case where he literally did happen. Right? That would be even stronger to say that in that case, because Shalom Bayis would be willing to. So he says it's not that it didn't happen for sure. If it didn't happen for sure, that we can't be out there. And if it really did happen, it also makes him uncomfortable. So it must be it's like not clear, right, what he meant exactly, or he meant it's because it might have happened, or even if it didn't happen, it seems to be clear that he wants it anyways. But there, because it's a shalom bias issue, and it's like a nidre shkagos, he's willing to be meigel. Okay, fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. Story says the Gemara. Hahi da asa lekama de Ravasi. So a woman came to Ravasi. Amala b'may nedarta. But she says, how did you take a nidre? She says, b'lokei Yisrael. So amala I nedarta b'mohi shehi kinoi ba'alma. Mizdakikna lach. If you said something that was like, not quite those words, so we can handle you. Right? Hashet the nadart b'mohi ela b'lokei Yisrael lo mizdakikna lach. But because you use this very specific language, so now we're told. We said the language of mohi before. That mohi is like a kinoi. It's a lashon of neder, which isn't as specific. But if you literally said the word. You literally said the word "Belkei Yisrael," so now, sorry, we're stuck. So you see, this is how this rule plays out, practically. Rav Kahana ikla lebe Rav Yosef. So Rav Kahana went to visit Rav Yosef. Amar lei litomar midi. So he said to him, Rav Yosef said, come have something to eat. Amar lei lo. He says, no, I'm not having anything to eat. Mari kula lo teimna lei. Right. So he said to him, by the master of all, meaning Belkei Yisrael. He responds, I'm not. So I'm not having anything. I'm not having anything to eat. So it wasn't just I said no. He says he basically took an oath that he's not going to do it. So Amalei lo marikula lo taimisla. He says fine, you're right. But in the name of Hashem, you're not going to taste anything. So the Gemara says, what? Honey, Rav Kahana, da amar lo mari kula kula. I get it. Rav Kahana was saying no, right? He was trying to reject the food. So he said, no, I'm telling you, I'm not having anything to eat. Leave me alone. In the name of Hashem, I'm not having anything to eat, right? But Elder of Yosef, amai amar lo mari kula. Why did he say in the name of Hashem? Like, what is he responding that way? Like, he offered the food. Like, what's the response? Like, right, so Rav Kahana goes to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Yosef says, eat something. Rav Kahana says, no way, in the name of Hashem, I'm not having anything. And Yosef says, you're right, in the name of Hashem, I'm not having anything. What's the response? What does that mean? So, ha'chi hu deka amar lei, lo mari kula hu deka amris, hilkach lo ta'ima. The response is, it's not that Rav Yosef was taking a neder back at him. Saying, fine, you can't have, I take a neder now that you can't eat anything from my house. He's saying, no, you're right, because you took a neder like that, I guess you're right, now you're not going to have anything. What can I say? If you're so serious about it, right? Then I guess that's what's going to happen. Okay, but the point is again because he took the nether, but okay, Yisrael. So that's why there was nothing to talk about. He knew he was very serious, and it wasn't going to happen. Maybe would have, you know, based on what we've seen before, it probably wouldn't have been the right thing to do to take such a nether. But fine. Amar Rav Nachman Hilchasa Poschin Becharata. V'niskakin lokei Yisrael. So Rava says, name of Nachman, what's the halacha of all these conversations we've been having until now? So first of all, poschim b'charata, we do, open up for someone. We say to them, hey, do you feel bad? Remember all these cases we said, if you would have known, da-da-da, right? Do we do that? The answer is yes, we actually do that. We're going to be making and allow people, we're going to find openings for them to say that they regret what they did and to allow them to and even though we just saw that Ravasi, said in very strong language that if someone says they took a neder b'lokei Yisrael, we're not going to consider them, and we're not going to consider giving them hataras and darim. It's not true. We don't pass in that way, and we actually are going to allow someone who was neder b'lokei Yisrael to have the opportunity to do hataras and darim. Okay, mishtabach le. Okay, Mishtabach le Rava le Rav Nachman be Rav Schora the Adam Gadol. Right, so we've seen this before. You have this all every once in a while. Right, a certain Amora is telling another person about what a great person this third person is. Right, so Rava is talking to Rav Nachman. He's telling him, by the way, Rav Schora, he's amazing. He's an Adam Gadol. He's an amazing person. Okay, so Amalo kishe Yavo liyadcha heviyeu liyadi. So he says, okay, so if he comes to visit, if he's such a great person, I want to meet him. So when Rav Schora comes to visit, Rav Nachman says, bring him to me. So what happened? So Havale Nidra, Limishra. So it turned out that Rav Schora had a neder to be matir. So Asa Lakamed Rav Nachman, and he came to visit. So he came to Rav Nachman. So Amalei Nadarta Adaita Dahachi. So he said, did you, when you took a neder, did you have X and Y and Z in mind? I did. Shoot, you're not supposed to answer that. You're supposed to say no. So he was honest. He said, yeah, I did. Adai to the hachi. What about this? In? Yeah. That too? Yeah, no, I meant it. Kama zimnin. Right, so they did it. They had this multiple times. How about like this? How about like that? How about like that? Like just trying to give him an opening to come on, get out of it. And each time he responds like, no, I did. I had that in mind. I can't lie to you. Okay. Okay, so ikbid Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman got annoyed. So Amalei zil lekilach. So he said to him, "Go to, what can I tell you? Like, I can't help you. How do they translate the word lekilach?
Your porch.
Oh, to your porch. Yeah. Oh, the by the way, here it says that the mefarish is done, and then now Rabbeinu Gershom begins on the left side. But yeah, the Rabbeinu Gershom there says, Amalei zil lekilach lebeischa hol ve'eni yodei leftzolach lecha. He's like, go home. I can't help you.
That's for the
Homo Sachta? Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it said over here only till Chabbeit
Amabed. It sounds like just for this little paragraph, yeah. They bring in Rabbeinu Gershom, it's interesting. Because the rest of the Sachta has what they call Rashi, whatever, it's still there. But yeah. Yeah, whatever, I don't know what happened. The Mepharish is missing here. Okay, so he says, go to your porch, because I can't help you. Okay, fine. So Nafak Rav Schora U'Pasach Pischa L'Nafshe. So Rav Schora found a Pesach for himself. Okay, what is the opening? Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe says Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ezo hi derech yeshara sheyavar lo adam. Right, what is a path a person should take? Kol shehu tiferes la oseha v'tiferes la mina adam. And the way a person should act is what? You should act in a way that is that Hashem is proud of you, and also that other people find it pleasant. Like look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Chihei davar mekubal nami be'enei abrios. Right? It should be something that other people also like. Have tiferes lahosea. Right? So you want to say tiferes lahosea and tiferes l'minoda, meaning the thing that Hashem wants is the thing that other people also can appreciate. V'ho de ikbir of Nachman, she'ein miskabel alav, she'nidra chamor kokach, she'nu yachal limso lo pesach, adai te dahachi, v'hachi lo nidre. So he says, what happened? Rav Nachman upset with him. He's like, well, if I would have known that my nether would have made Rav Nachman angry with me, then I would not have won it. Right? That makes me upset. So, of course, so let's go back to the Gemara. So he says, "V'hashad the ikbir of Nachman, adai t'hachi lo nidri, lo nidri." I didn't take a nether for that. V'shar lo nafshe, and so he matted his own nether. Okay, don't try this at home. Right, but he was the Adam Gadol, so he was able to do that. Right, so I guess we see that Rav Schorer was an Adam Gadol because he was able to matter his own nether. I guess it's part of it. Okay, Rav Shimon Berebi havalei nidra. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, had a nether. Lemishra, so he wanted to be matir. So Asla Kamahi the Rabbanah, he went to some rabbis. So Amalei Nadata Daita Tahachi. Did you have this in mind? Amalei in, Daita Tahachi, in. Kamazimnin Vahavu Mitstari Rabbanan. Right? Mishimsha Latula or Mitula Shimsha. So they're like all like, you know, he basically over and over again he's answering, I really did have the mind. I did have the mind. So like, what's he gonna do now? Because again, they're like, you know, now they're literally means they're walking from the shade to the sun to the shade. I mean, they're like, they're pacing, trying to figure out how to answer the Shiloh, how to get him out of this, because in the end of the day, every time they try to find an opening for him, he makes it difficult. So Amalei, Bitnis Berei, Bitnis, his son, said, Berei da Abba Shaul, Ben Bitnis, Amalei Bitnis Berei da Abba Shaul, Ben Bitnis min adarta, adaita de mitzai rabbanan, so he said to him, is this what you wanted? To make the Rabbanan all angry and frustrated? That they're going to have to, you know, move back and forth and figure out how to answer your question? Look at I think it's the Mefarish again on the right side. Right? Didn't want to do there. So he said, so you want to do that to him? And he said, no, Yishar Yuha. So he was matir nether for him, that if he didn't have that in mind, so that was enough to be matir the nether. So fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up Chafik Gemol next week.